John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
Dude, ease up on the mains, man.
Skid Row.
Here we are, a Kangaroo Court doing There She Goes. Rick on lead vocals and guitar.
Because we are a band, John.
That's right. Scott on bass and John on drums.
And John on engineer.
Yeah.
And record and post production and mixing.
That's right. Scott and John backing vocals. Yeah. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 36, part two.
Part two. We're not yet at the heavy metal episode, John.
Not yet.
Not yet. That's part three. Traditionally,
that's
it's part
right.
three.
Here we go. Big finish. Big finish, Scott. That was There She Goes Again by The Laws. Originally done by The Laws, but now done by a Kangaroo Court. Right here on TotalTalkNonsense.com.
And those harmonies were angelic, John. You and I harmonize well.
Well, you know, before we started this, I was walking across the room.
Oh, yeah.
And I tripped on Scott's cord. And the microphone wrapped him in the mouth so hard he almost got knocked out.
Because I'm sitting here ready to go. I'm ready to broadcast. And John goes over and he's getting a beer or something. And he trips over the mic cord and it whips the mic up into my face. And we have this foam thing on here. And if it weren't for the foam, yeah, we'd have to be going to the oral surgeon. Because my two front teeth would have been jammed up in my brain.
It sounded like this.
I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Or it's more like this. What the fuck are you doing, man?
You were holding it in, man. I'm like, I hear. you all right, man? You're like...
Yeah, I can take it.
You just knocked my teeth out.
Hey, I can take it. I've had a Vaz.
If you could have seen the goddamn look on Scott's face.
We should be doing video podcasts.
It's a condenser mic, so it's got the shock mount with the little rubber bands.
And all those are fucked up.
Bing, bing, they all shot everywhere.
Which reduced the blow, fortunately.
Oh, my God. The look on your face, though, you're holding. I don't know what you're holding. You're like,
well, it
you're
fell
like
out.
You're like in total slow motion.
It
like,
smacked me in the face and fell in my lap.
I'm sorry, man. I really tried to step over it. I thought I'm going to trip on this thing.
But it's
no,
like,
I'm not.
It's like 2 inches off the ground, and you couldn't step over it.
I got those giant thighs like Arnold was talking about in part one.
Get those thighs on fire. Your thighs should be on fire. Now count with me. One. Yeah.
Two. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Three.
I'm going to rip out your spine.
All right, so...
Holy shit.
We had technical difficulties before part one, and we had a medical emergency almost before part two.
I mean, it was like this. It was like... Can't reach the buttons fast enough. Wait, yes. Let me see if I can get it perfectly. Let's see. F6.
But fortunately, I can still speak, and we can carry on. With the podcast.
5F6.
Because this is episode 36, part 2.
I'm John.
And we're AKC Total Talk Nonsense. And John, last podcast.
And we're all male.
You mentioned dropping the AKC.
Yeah.
And I think we can do that.
I almost dropped myself.
It may cause some issues, but I think we can do that. Oh, and you know, on the forum, we didn't bring any forum posts in there. In here. But
no.
There's like 6 users that signed up for the forum but have never posted. So I went and checked them out. And they haven't posted because they're not active.
Oh,
so
right.
When they signed up, they probably put the wrong email address in or... for whatever reason. So
right.
I'm wondering, should I activate them as the forum admin?
Why not?
Well, I'm thinking if they're too goddamn stupid to activate themselves, do we really need to hear what they have to say?
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
Look, you man, you can't work fucking jumper cables, so I wouldn't talk.
Yeah.
How do you hook these up?
What does that have to do with communication, okay? And learning and education? Nothing. It has to do with starting a car.
Okay.
So I can get from point A to point
okay.
B.
It's a little important, I think.
For who?
Obviously you.
No, it's not, because I have the social skills to find somebody who can hook jumper cables up for me and show me the right way to do it.
Well, how do you want it? Do you want them to post on the forum? Hey, man, I'm having a hard time.
Yeah, as a guest.
Activating my user.
Oh. They can post as a guest.
All right. You could be nice and just activate them.
All right. I'll activate all you dumbasses and see what you have
to
post.
You don't have to be so rude. You've been really angry lately.
Have I?
Yeah, that's why I've been posting shit about you on the forum.
Posting shit is right, man. It's all shit.
No, it's not shit. It's all true.
Take the shit from the Shinola. Because I post Shinola. You post shit.
You don't post jack crap.
I post Shinola.
Yeah, you sure do.
No
Shinola.
Doubt.
Shinola. What the fuck is that?
It's not shit. That's what it is.
Shit from Shinola. What's the opposite of shit?
Yes.
And what's that?
Something very good.
Something very
and
sweet shiny.
Smelling. Yes. And something you can eat. Because you can't eat
yeah.
shit.
Well, then it ain't the truth, is it? It's just a bunch of food.
Right.
Is that it?
That's it, man. That is it.
Well, I saw a film.
Oh.
A film.
At the theater?
No. Well, my basement theater.
Home.
The
homo
theater.
Theater. The home theater.
You're just jealous you don't have one.
I don't. All I have is a TV. Hooked into a TiVo.
Gotta get yourself a plasma.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, fuck that plasma. DLP.
Who knows?
Well, I saw Serenity, the one that Steve saw and gave us his review. Let's listen to Steve's review. All right?
Saw Serenity.
And Serenity. Now, we have a rating system here on Total Talk Nonsense. We can give a movie a total of 5 Spiny Normans. That's the highest rating a movie can get. What would you rate Serenity on a scale of 1 to 5?
3.5.
3.5 Spiny
wow.
Normans from Steve on Serenity.
For a sci-fi movie.
You want to give us a little synopsis?
And I'm a big fan of sci-fi, so.
Esco, I'm not sure what year it is.
Esco, what the hell does that mean?
What?
I said Esco.
Let's go.
Oh, he said,
who
let's
says?
Go. What did he say? Esco.
Esco? I said Esco.
What did he say?
He said, let's go.
Let's go. Okay.
Wow. All right. Whatever. I'm thinking this movie is, I don't know how many years in the future, but it has to deal with the government trying to regulate people.
Oh, kind of so like very, our government.
Yeah, like right now, the Bush regime trying to regulate the folks.
Yep.
The freaking chimp.
That's so fabulous.
But good action has to do with, I don't know. It's, I don't know.
You don't know? You don't know.
Intergalactic.
You
know,
well, that's a fabulous synopsis.
I know.
All right, enough of that shit.
Was that even a review? What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's really quick.
It was
a science fiction.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I hope your review is a little bit better than that.
It's a little. It's
all
tough
right
to top.
We don't want to set people's expectations too high.
No.
All right, so go ahead with your review.
You know who Joss Whedon is?
No, Joss Whedon.
He is the creator of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, so Spike and Rachel would know who
yeah
he is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Angel.
Angel.
Isn't that with Jessica Alba?
Jessica
Alba? Or is she no longer on there?
Angel? I have no idea.
Or was it Dark Angel?
Is that on the WB?
I don't know. I've never really seen it.
Never seen it. I've never seen Buffy. I've seen like 5 minutes of Buffy.
Buffy was good. Did you
with
see the
Sarah
movie?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The movie was good.
Married to Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah.
They had a movie?
Scooby-Doo.
At the theater?
Yeah, it's good.
With Buffy?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Pee-wee Herman's in it.
What's it called?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you dummy.
Maybe I'll check that out on DVD.
It's great, man.
Who knows?
Pee-wee's in it.
Pee-wee.
Yeah, I'm going to get you.
Why does he talk?
I don't know. Does he talk like Pee-wee Herman?
I'm on the phone!
Does he talk like that in Buffy movie?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
You wouldn't like me, Daddy. I'm a rebel.
Well, his career was
ruined. I'm Pee-wee Herman!
When somebody caught him jerking off in a porno theater.
Yeah.
First of all,
Who cares?
Well, wait a minute. This is back in the day when there wasn't internets.
Porn?
Internets. So I guess these guys had to go to a theater.
A theater.
But you don't have to whip it out and start jerking off. But even if he does, leave the guy alone. You know, who's the one who reported him? You know what I'm saying, John?
Right.
Let's say I go to a porno theater. What do I expect? Do I expect a clean theater?
Right.
Do I expect upstanding citizens to be there? No. I expect deviants to be there. I expect people that are going to jerk off into the screen being there.
The guy from Pee-wee's Playhouse, children's
leave
show.
Leave the guy alone. He goes to a porn, he wants to jerk off, let him do it.
They found explicit child pornography in his house.
Oh, is this after they caught him jerking off at the theater?
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, yeah. I can't defend that.
But what it turns out is it was just like some photography magazines, and there happened to be boys in it.
Oh, all right. So it was trumped up charges. Somebody was out to get Pee-wee then.
Right.
All right. Pee-wee's Big Adventure, great movie. I recommend
great.
It.
Yeah.
Highly. Yes.
You don't want to mess with a guy like me, Dottie. I'm a rebel.
Dottie, I was waiting for her to expose herself the whole goddamn movie.
Yeah, those tits.
But she never did.
Big fucking tits.
But she does in another movie, and I can't remember what it is.
Kind of gave me a boner. Hold on a second.
Oh,
I got to
tell you.
Check it
out. That reminds me, John. I got my first boner listening to a podcast.
What? Ours? My voice?
No, not ours.
Hi, Scott.
It doesn't count if I get a boner while we're doing the podcast. I got a boner listening to the first 3 minutes of Spike and Rachel's anal.
Oh, I know.
Anal.
I did, too. Because of Spike.
Yeah, he put all that stuff together with...
That was great.
It was hot, Spike.
I'm listening. I'm jerking off the wife. Saying, what are you doing?
Well, I didn't get that far. I didn't whip it out. I just got the hard on, and I said, ooh, I'm getting my first podcast hard on. I'll have to mention this next podcast. So that was hot. So
I think
any
it was
you,
Rachel's voice.
Any use out there that want a hard-on, check out Spike and Rachel's episode 13 or 12.
Oh, yeah, speaking of...
Is it 12?
What was that thing you said your wife, you wanted her to listen to the first one because what?
The first one what?
First part.
First part of what?
Our podcast.
Our podcast.
Tonight? Yeah.
Oh, well, before I came here, I was laughing in the basement. I laughed out loud at one of your posts in the forum.
What was it?
It was in a retort, a rebuttal to one of my posts.
What was that?
I really can't remember. I don't have
you
them in
lying front. Ass.
let me think.
Remember.
I really don't.
Come on.
I have no
idea. Give it away, give it away,
give it away, give it away,
give it away
now.
Give it away, give it away, give it away now.
The one post that I had, the only one I can think of is where I posted a picture of a shrinker. Yeah. But this is a different post.
That hurt me, man. Oh, the one where you said, yeah, you should have heard what I had to go through last night.
Yeah.
Because I told he was the wrong height.
Yeah.
And fucking
I misquoted
head.
His height. Yes.
And he looked like Newman with a pointy head.
So all you fans out there, come out to the forum, participate. You don't even have to be a user. You can, yeah. If you want to keep your anonymity, just you can
right.
post stuff as a guest.
Or make up a weird name.
Yeah, who cares? We don't care. Make up a weird name
yeah.
like D.D. Hooters. Who's one of the guys who's too stupid to act? Oh, no, was D.D. Hooter? I take that back. I don't want to incriminate stupid people. I'm not sure if D.D. Hooters was active or not. So I take that back, D.D. Hooters. I hope you forgive me.
And vote for us on Podcast Alley. I haven't sent my massive email out. Get on the computer and vote.
Vote.
For Total Talk Nonsense. On Podcast Alley.
Well, you know, a couple of months ago,
and email us.
A couple of podcasts ago, we said if we get in the top 10, we'll never ask you to vote again. And at that time, I thought it was attainable, John. But either the competition is really heating up, or people are being more becoming more savvy about cheating and getting votes.
Right.
Because if we had these 60 votes in the first 7 days 2 months ago, we'd be in the top 10. But we're not even close to that
no
now.
No doubt, yeah.
So right. Either more podcast fans are voting in droves, or there's more cheating going on, John.
Right.
And you know how I feel about cheating.
I asked you. I said, hey, man, you want to cheat? No!
Because we're only cheating ourselves.
All right, how do you do it?
John.
Right.
That's right.
You're right, Scott.
Only cheating.
You're always
cheating.
The voice of... bullshit
ourselves. Thank you, John.
So anyway, what is that noise? You hear that?
I did hear that. I don't know. Is that plumbing? What is it?
It's a toilet, man. Were you in there last?
I wasn't.
Did
I didn't go in there.
Did you not jiggle the handle?
You fucking went in there, you
holy
cocksucker.
About what?
I haven't been in there at all night. Yeah, why don't you tell the story about pissing on the wall last night? Stupid ass. We got a toilet in the studio, and John goes in there and comes out. He's like, yeah, I was pissing on the wall.
Oh, no, hey, you all right in there? What are you doing? Because I was in there a long time.
A long time.
And, yeah, I was standing there. I whipped it out. Wasn't paying attention. And I was, you know, pretty sweaty after playing and stuff. And I'm looking at the wall to the right of me that has a big piece of plywood over the window.
Because we have to soundproof
yeah.
the studio.
And the insulation is hanging out from the bottom. I'm just kind of looking at it. And all of a sudden, I notice I don't hear any splashing in the water. And I look down, and I'm pissing on the wall.
Now, is that because you got your cock turned to the wall? Or is it because your urethra is, like, pinched together and it's squirting out the side? Because that happens to me every once in a while.
I was actually facing.
Oh, you were looking right at the wall. Whoa, were you stoned?
Like, but not exactly, a little.
That's
maybe.
Hot. So you go for 30 seconds? So how long do you go before you realize
just a couple of seconds.
You're pissing on the wall?
Oh, what am I doing?
All right, so then you whip it back and then you piss all over the seat?
No.
Or do you shut it off?
I pissed in the toilet.
So you shut it off, got it in the toilet, and turned it back
seat?
On?
Seat? I lift the seat up. I don't piss with the seat
All right,
down.
The rim.
Maybe on the rim a little.
All right.
So I gathered some TP and started wiping it all down. And when I flushed, you know, the chain and the flap that closes so the tank can fill up again, the chain got all tangled into a fucking ball, and the flap wouldn't go down, so I had to take the lid off, fuck around with that. I'm thinking, I've been here for a long time. You think I'm jerking off to the poster in there?
We got some hot and, posters in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm like, I go to put it back on. I'm trying to be as quiet as I can. I was like, make all this noise there. Hey!
The hell's going on?
Get in there. Come on. And yeah, I was kind of embarrassed. Because I had to come out and tell you what I did now that you're, God, what is all that noise? So, yeah, I pissed on the wall yesterday.
That's hot.
You ever wake up in the morning and you got that big boner and you're trying to aim it down into the toilet while you're pissing? You're like cranking that sucker down. You're hitting all the toothbrushes on the sink.
Not for a long time, but that has happened. And you know why you get the boner in the morning?
Why is that?
Because the bladder, when it fills up and you're lying down on your back,
yeah,
it presses on the boner nerve.
It does.
Yeah, there's a nerve that makes it go. So the bladder sits on this nerve. You get the boner. You don't even know it. And then you wake up. You got to go piss really badly. And you got a boner.
Wow.
So you got to almost bend over and lick
right,
the toilet water
right.
to make sure it gets in there.
I do because you know me.
I've been doing cock push-ups.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I want to install a urinal in my house.
Yeah.
You know, one of those ones you just walk up to that comes to about your chest height.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have to worry
right,
about it.
Right, right. And what were you saying?
Cock
you
don't push-ups?
Have, yeah.
Cock push-ups?
Oh, you want to know?
Cock yeah, push-ups?
What are
okay.
they?
It's where you fucking lay down flat on the ground, and then you let your boner lift you up off the ground. See? It's fucking simple.
Yeah.
Because when you have to push the boner down to aim at the toilet, it's not painful, but it's awkward. And you don't want to be caught. And,
And sometimes you can't control it. And
slow down. I'm going to spurt.
It's just not right. And that's why we wake up with wood.
Well, usually I take my fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
two of them.
Yeah, two of them.
Put two of them up your ass.
And then the boner goes down. And it's all okay.
Oh. Well, yeah. There you have it. Well, you have those options then.
Sometimes I grasp my...
Can you give me just four nuggets?
Yeah, and I rasp them around. I have four.
The other thing you could do is if you have trouble pushing the boner down towards the toilet,
yeah,
you just jump into your shower if it's one of those one-piece shower.
Come on, you do not. You piss in the shower?
The one-piece, you know, where it's all one molded piece. Yeah, and you can piss all over the walls, and then you just... sprinkle it off with the water.
Oh, man.
That's there you have sick. It. You don't do that.
Oh, pissing in the shower. This is coming from a guy who pissed all over the wall.
You can take a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there, but wouldn't you rather take his word for it?
So anyway, I saw Serenity, okay?
DVD, home theater.
My throne.
Was your wife down there? Were the kids down there?
No, just me.
Just you,
just
all by
me,
yourself.
Cranking it up. And it's pretty neat. It's based on the show Firefly.
I've never seen.
Firefly was on Fox for 11 episodes, and Fox fucked it all up. They did not play the episodes in order.
That would fuck things up.
And then, not only that, but... they'd, like, interrupt it for sporting events and stuff like that. So it'd get knocked around pretty much.
Plus, it's the Goebbels Network.
Yeah, right? The Joseph Goebbels Network. So they took it off the air after 11 episodes. And there was a huge cult following. Big sci-fi fans were going crazy at comic book conventions and stuff.
Comic-Con.
Comic-Con, exactly. And Joss Whedon, you know, he was there, and the cast was there and stuff. And they were really bummed out, kind of really pissed about it. And all of a sudden, these websites started showing up, and they started posting petitions to get it back on the air, and Fox wouldn't do it, and he couldn't find another network or anything. So he ended up doing the movie, and he vowed he'd never work for Fox again. He's got a standing order out there that says, I will not deal with Fox, but if any network buys it, I will direct it on any other network.
Wow. Any takers yet?
No.
That's too bad.
Well, I think Australia might be doing it now.
You think the frickin' WB or TNT or A&E would it up.
What's really cool about the movie, one of the things I noticed was, first of all, there's no aliens in it. There's no major space battles. There's a lot of ship flying around and stuff. You know, ships flying here and there. They have these villains called the Reavers, and then they're kind of running from the Alliance. And everything in space is silent. So an explosion went off. Like, they shot, like, a cannon that shoots an actual bullet out of it. That's what they used. Stuff with bullets.
And you're waiting, because you got the surround sound.
Yeah.
You're waiting for the big explosion.
So you're just here. And then it hits a ship, and the thing explodes, and I'm like, well, my fucking shit
sound
is
went
broken.
Out.
What happened? So it's just like kind of 2001 Space Odyssey in that realm. So they really, you know, the ship gets rocked around. The people inside the ship are flying all over the place, but there's no noise on the outside. So that was kind of cool. The sound effects were great. It won all kinds of awards. The TV, or I think the movie won an Emmy for something.
But, Emmy? An Emmy is won on TV.
Yeah.
So was the movie played on TV? Oh, you mean the series won an Emmy?
The series, yeah, I think so.
So what about the story, the content of the movie?
So anyway, the story, the main character, his name is, it's starring Nathan Fillion, Summer Glau, Adam Baldwin.
Adam, which one is that?
I don't know. I didn't even recognize him. Who's that dude that played in My Bodyguard?
My Bodyguard. The guy
dude.
Who was in Full Metal Jacket?
No, that's not him.
And My Bodyguard, yeah. They're the same person.
No, that was in Stand By Me.
Stand By Me?
Wasn't it? No, it wasn't.
No. Full Metal Jacket, in the second part of Full Metal Jacket, he runs into the guy from My Bodyguard. The guy who was the bodyguard in My Bodyguard.
No, it isn't.
It is,
it's
I bet
not.
You. You want to bet another Chipotle?
Yeah. My
All
Bodyguard
right.
from the, like,
Double
79.
Or nothing. Double or nothing.
The little kid with the curly hair.
Not the little kid. The bodyguard is in Full Metal Jacket.
The bodyguard, yeah.
The kid's bodyguard. The kid.
The movie with Matt Dillon.
Right.
Okay. Chipotle it is.
Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Double or nothing. So I could get nothing out of this deal.
All right.
Or I could get.
Double or nothing.
Double. The Chipotle.
Double or nothing.
All right, so the bet is the guy who was the bodyguard in My Bodyguard was in Full Metal Jacket.
Right.
Nice.
As a... Oh, wait a minute.
Oh. All right.
No.
I'm going to want one burrito
I'm not done.
For the
no.
first time, and I'm going to want...
No. We
three
didn't
chicken
shake.
Tacos
we
for
didn't
the
shake
next...
We didn't shake on it. Bet you got to
oh,
shake.
That's Weasel, man. Oh, that's Weasel.
I thought you were talking about the fat Gomer Pyle guy.
No. Not him.
Not the one that flips out on Cowboy. And they're
no.
Gonna...
He was in...
fuck you.
He was in the one with
God
Will
damn
Smith
you.
And, and Tommy Lee Jones. What the hell was that? Men in Black.
Yeah.
Gomer Pyle.
Yeah, right.
You're
right.
Naughty.
I'm naughty. Yes,
no,
I am.
I can't
I'm naughty.
Feel my legs.
And I got two Chipotles coming to me now.
Oh, fuck you. Lucky. I'll get you back, man.
Oh, sure you will.
I'll be getting triple or nothing. Fucker.
Yeah. All right, then.
So anyways, this dude, Captain Mel or Mal or whatever his name is, he's like a captain. Han Solo.
Han Solo.
He's got the vest and the
he's a renegade.
Swagger and all that. He's a renegade.
A rebel.
Yeah. What happened was he was a brown coat in the resistance that was up against the alliance, and the alliance basically was America and China merge. And they become the alliance. The two superpowers come together. Mm-hmm. And the Earth gets all fucked up. So they fly away from Earth and they terraform a bunch of planets. And they keep reaching farther and farther into the universe. And he is a soldier in the resistance. And they're fighting against the alliance because he's part of the planetary system like the South used to be. They wanted to be independent states, not governed by one big government. They wanted to be independent. And he wanted the planets to be independent because the Alliance became the ruling government over all these terraformed planets. And he was fighting against that. Let planets be whatever the fuck, whatever. Let people do what they want.
You
want
to have a porn planet? You got a porn planet.
Right.
You want to have a Jewish planet? You got a Jewish planet.
Whatever.
I like that.
And the war was over. They lost. And he became... this kind of renegade pilot that was he had a crew, and they'd smuggle and.
Did he have like a Chewbacca?
No, I told you there's no aliens.
Ah,
human,
human,
and he's flying around, and this girl who
is she hot?
Yeah, she's pretty hot. She's like 17 in the movie. She's hooked up to this like mind wiping device, and she's got. Telepathic ability. She can read minds, and she's being trained to be like this warrior. And she has super fast reaction time, and she's very strong, and she knows all this kung fu and shit. Well, her brother rescues her from this place, but not before she actually was able to read the minds of the parliament, the parliament. It's going to be another fucking John Stupid. Parliamentarians, is that right?
Ingenue?
Yeah, fuck you.
Ingenue.
And, so he rescues her. She finds out some shit. They Hutch. They hitch a ride on this fucking ship. And an assassin in a big army from the Alliance.
An ass?
Assassin? Assassin. Chases after them through the galaxy, and they got to fight these guys called the Reavers. And she finds out about one of the planets. She had it locked in her brain, and they ended up going to it. And there was a secret buried within it. Because all the people were dead on the planet, and they couldn't understand because they're walking around breathing the air. It was terraformed. It looks beautiful. But everybody's dead, and there's a secret about it. There's like a videotape they get, and they got to jump back into the ship, fly to this dude that can broadcast it to the universe, and they got to fight the Reavers, and then they got this fucking assassin and all the shit. It's pretty good. Yeah.
How many Spiny Normans?
I'd say 3.5.
Go ahead and play Steve's review one more time. It's only about five seconds.
All right.
Let's hear Steve.
Here we go.
Whatever. I'm thinking this movie is, I don't know how many years in the future, but it has to deal with the government trying to regulate people. But good action has to do with... I don't know. It's I don't know.
All right then.
Holy shit!
I think
what the
I think, you know, just your review, I didn't know. But with yours and Steve's perspective, now I think I want to go see it.
Well, you can't go. You can only go to your TV.
Right. I'm going to go to my TV after I go to Hollywood.
Well, Ebert gave it 3 stars.
Ooh. Wow. Yeah. Ebert. I didn't know you paid attention to Mr. Ebert.
Only for you, man.
Only for me?
I'm just telling you that. So you don't
have okay. So I don't have to look
it
up.
Go, oh, well, I got to see it now because if Ebert likes it.
Yeah, if Ebert likes it, I got to see it because Ebert's the man.
It's pretty good. It's funny, too. It's got some
Got some humor?
Yeah, and it's pretty serious, too. There's
what's it rated?
Part. PG-13.
When you say serious, like what? It's sci-fi.
Yeah.
That's like saying Batman 2. Your Christmas movie is serious. It's not. It's make-believe.
All movies are make-believe, you stupid fuck! Even the serious ones!
No, but they're abstract ideas, sure, but sci-fi is farther removed from our reality than we'll know. But It's a Wonderful Life.
But not the human condition, knucklehead!
It's a Wonderful Life is reality. That really could have happened.
Oh, yeah.
With Clarence and the wings
right.
and everything.
Yeah, whatever, but you stoner.
Gotham City, that's completely fictional, which means their Christmas is completely fictional, which means it's, how could it possibly be serious? It's completely fictional. Just like I would say Serenity is completely fictional.
What? It is. The movie is fictional. I didn't say it was
understood.
Non-fiction. Serious doesn't mean non-fiction.
I understand, but it's so far removed from reality. How could it possibly be serious? In what context is it serious?
There's serious elements between
For example,
the characters and their dialogue.
For example.
I love you.
Oh, that's not serious.
What
that's,
is it?
That's chick flick. It makes it into a chick flick. Boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back again.
You just killed that man.
Is that the same theme in this movie?
Fuck you!
Because we can make a theory that all movies are chick flicks, because that theme is in a lot of them.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
No doubt.
That's fictional.
I haven't seen any movies, John. But you know what I have done?
There's serious elements to any movie.
You know what I have done?
Even Tommy Boy.
You know what I have
when
done?
When his dad died. Remember that?
Right, after he married that whore, Bo Derek.
Right.
Who just wanted his money while she was porking Rob Lowe on the side.
Right.
No doubt.
Yeah.
All right, then.
You know, speaking of DVDs.
Well, I was going to speak of my DVD. I didn't see any movies, but I did see the entire 4th season of The Shield within... probably 6 days.
Did you get it at Walmart?
I got it at, where did I get it? I got it at Borders, because somebody gave me a $50 American Express gift card for Christmas.
Yeah.
So I had to pay like $2 in additional tax or something. But I got that, and I watched the entire 4th season with my lovely wife.
Nice.
In 6 days, because the 5th season... The 5th season starts on January 10th, and I'm psyched about that, John.
That's nice.
Because I love The Shield and Vic Mackey.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get Firefly, the whole series, for that.
Is it out on DVD?
Yeah.
And when they put it out on DVD, do they put it in order? Or do they give you the... do they put it in the order that Fox put it in and fucked everything up?
That's pretty funny. Coincidentally, the first episode is called Serenity. Serenity.
Whoa. Whoa.
But that's just basically the ship's name.
Serenity.
And they call the ship the Firefly because it resembles sort of an insect or firefly because the back end lights up when it takes off.
Really? Yeah. I would have thought they would have called it that because it resembled a sphincter.
That's what you would. You would. Yeah, that's true. You
why
and
don't
your,
they call,
you and your mics.
Why don't they call the ship the Anjoui? Ingenue.
What was it? Anjoui. Anjoui is a sausage, which you would know about.
I would, because
Anjoui sausage
I just
up your
pulled
ass.
One out of your ass.
Cajun Anjoui sausage.
That had some fecal matter
yeah,
on it.
Whatever. And then you licked it.
And you shouldn't have put an
fecal matter.
Enema
Yummy.
In before because it ruins the bacteria.
Oh, this fecal. It tastes so nutty. It is shit, Austin.
Well, you know, you just talked about a science movie. I have some science news.
Well, wait a minute.
All
did
right.
you hear about Walmart? Speaking of movies.
I didn't hear about Walmart. Oh, I did hear about this. Yes. I think I know what you're talking about.
Walmart
but go ahead.
Halts movie suggestions on the web.
Right.
Because, God damn them. They, if somebody clicked on Planet of the Apes, you know, they'll suggest something to you like, other people, when they bought this too.
Right.
So, you know, suggesting you to buy other stuff.
Right.
Well, when they clicked on the
Planet of the Apes,
there was offensive combinations. Planet of the Apes was linked to DVD films about famous black Americans, including Martin Luther King Jr. And that was for the TV series. Under a similar item section, the DVD sets page linked shoppers to four films about the lives of King, actress Dorothy Dandridge, boxer Jack Johnson, and singer Tina Turner.
All right. Well, I think this is a total bullshit story. Do
really?
You know how these things work, John?
Yeah.
All right. So the Planet of the Apes TV series?
Yeah.
Okay. So we can say that one person ordered that online. All right. I think we can go ahead and theorize that.
Yeah.
Right? So there's one person out there that is stupid enough to order the Planet of the Apes TV series, but smart enough to get on the internet to do it, right?
Yeah.
And what are the other things that they order? They ordered Martin Luther King. They ordered whatever. So this one person created this link for Planet of the Apes and these other movies that Walmart then displayed based on a computer program that somebody wrote.
Yeah.
And it's just lighten up, people. Lighten fucking up. It's not intentional.
Well,
they didn't do it intentionally.
They linked it to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, too.
Well, what's wrong with that? Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So what? So this one person who figured out how to order Planet of the Apes TV series online ordered these other movies. Big effing deal.
Walmart moved swiftly after a link to the page for Planet of the Apes began circulating on the internet. We are heartsick that this happened and are currently doing everything possible to correct the problem, Walmart spokeswoman Mona Williams said.
Why would
the statement?
Just chill out.
Yeah, I know, you're right. Walmart.com's item mapping process does not work correctly. And at this point, it is mapping seemingly random combinations of titles.
It doesn't work correctly.
We were horrified to discover that some hurtful and offensive combinations are being mapped together, she said.
Well, I didn't know that. It doesn't work correctly? Okay.
Deeply sorry this happened.
So you fire all the programmers and you get somebody in there who knows what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, but Scott, to further illustrate the bizarre nature of this technical issue, the site is also mapping movies such as Home Alone and Powerpuff Girls to African-American-themed DVDs, Williams said. I don't understand that, but I guess that's a big deal.
I guess African-American themes wouldn't purchase Home Alone or Powerpuff Girls.
I don't know.
Who knows?
A documentary about surfers riding giants links to the same list of seemingly unrelated fantasy films as the King biopic, including Polar Express and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
All right, so whoever the programmer who set that up, he got his algorithm wrong, and he's writing the wrong gibberish, completely random, it seems.
Yeah.
But what's fascinating is these pages are static, and you can go and post them and point to them, and everybody else can see them. Why don't, first of all, hire somebody who knows what they're doing, like me, John, okay? Then make it dynamic so you never get the same thing twice.
Whoa.
So even if they do link to it, it wouldn't happen again.
Right, right.
And they would think to themselves, maybe I just imagined that. Fuck.
Well, you know what, Scott?
What?
Let's make this a cliffhanger.
All right.
And go it and continue it in part three.
Part three. We'll continue this episode. Discussion about.
That's right.
Fuck Mart.
Right. Fuck Mart. Big box Fuck Mart. Thank you. We'll be right back. That was part two. Now stay tuned for
part three. Part three.
Just one last quick way.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.